Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation chief economist Bob Young started at AFBF back in 2003. Now, he's going to retire this month after studying the agriculture economy for more than 30 years. Now, after college, Young joined the Navy before returning to school for a master's degree and later a doctorate. He's worked for the University of Missouri, the U.S. Senate, and AFBF. Starting his career as an agricultural economist in the 1980s, he says that challenging time period in farming left a mark on his work.
Clearly, the sector was going through some real stresses at that point in time. And working through that downturn in the ag economy, just all the angst and everything else that went on at that stage, really made a big impact on my outlook and my professional career. We had folks that didn't make it through that in a number of different senses. And folks don't always have to stay in ag production. Things can happen. Farms can go out of business.
Well, in the last decade, Young says he's noticed what he calls a reduction in age of people who are getting involved in agriculture and attending Farm Bureau meetings.
Certainly that youth movement hasn't shown up in USDA's data yet, but just being at the meetings does just seem like we've got a lot more 30 and 40-somethings in the room than we did for a long, long time. Maybe it's because I'm getting older, too. I don't know. But it does just seem to me that the youth is interested in ag at this stage of the game.
Well, reflecting on his time at AFBF, Young called Farm Bureau unique, serving as the voice of agriculture from the county seat to Washington, D.C. and beyond.
Most folks out in the counties, you really only get exposed to your county Farm Bureau. Maybe you'll occasionally get involved at the state level. Very few tend to get exposed to what goes on at the national level. That does do great things. What it does up on Capitol Hill, carrying the message of farmers, carrying the messages down to the agencies as they write regulations to implement laws, American Farm Bureau does a great job at carrying that message and does require careful care and feeding.
Well, that's American Farm Bureau Federation economist, chief economist, Bob Young. Again, he will retire at the end of this month. Okay, we're going to take another break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about GPSA. The Trump administration is withdrawing a pending livestock regulation left over from the Obama administration's Department of Agriculture. Well, we're going to talk with Senator Chuck Grassley. And he's not a real happy camper, as you'll be able to hear when we get him back on the air after we get done taking this break. And, of course, we'll get Sonny Perdue on as well. He's over in Europe. That's next.